Dr. Zvonko Mir. Come, Dr. Mir. A little background of Dr. Zvonko Mir. Born in Zagreb, Croatia, Dr. Mir now comes to us from Germany. He's a German citizen. He has two children, one son 24 and one daughter 17. He has specialist qualifications in multiple specialties. In 1984, he was registered, as he says, in neurology and psychiatry in Germany. And in 1996, in rehabilitation medicine, and again in 97, in physical medicine. His experience in Germany is extensive, but let me sum it up by saying that for almost 20 years now, he has been the medical director and head physician at Hospital Dr. Ebers in Sundern Langscheid, and I pronounce it that way because I don't know how to speak German. Is that okay? Okay. And this is the specialty hospital in that area of Germany. It's a neurological hospital specifically for treatment of multiple sclerosis and Parkinsonism. That 20-year stint was interrupted for perhaps 2 years in the mid-90s when he took the same position at the Specialist Hospital for Neurological Rehabilitation in Nittenau, Germany. But now, for the past 7 years, back again to Dr. Ebers' clinic. And he began a pioneering study of low-dose naltrexone and multiple sclerosis at the Ebers Hospital just this last October. Dr. Mir.
Well, good. Dear Dr. Gluck, dear friends, thank you for the invitation and the possibility to present results of the first LDN study worldwide. Of course, this is a limited study, as you will see. What was the reason we started this study? We had reports from internet, from America, but then from Germany, as a Tom Müller, as a one MS patient who promoted this in Germany, and the people who took LDN reported different results on symptoms. This is what we were interested in, just how LDN works on symptoms of MS, not on immune system, not on degeneration, but only symptoms. And the symptoms which are affected, spasticity, which could be better without side effects of some drugs, fatigue, bladder function, residual urine, or some other effects. And what was striking, you can take one pill once a day, it's enough for many symptoms. So that's why we decided to make a small study, limited study, just to see how it works and what results we can get in this setting. So, what we did, a double-blind randomized trial, 10 days only, in patients. It means that these patients had also therapy, usual therapy in the clinic, physiotherapy, ergotherapy, diet. And then we gave them 3 milligram naltrexone a day at 9 a.m. in the morning, not in the evening. Why this? Preliminary, before starting the trial, we give LDN to some patients, and we have seen often that they had sleep disturbance, sleep problems. And because we decided to have a small and a short study, it would be disrupting the study for us. Maybe we would have too much dropouts. So, and because we only want to see the effect of symptoms, we decided to give it in the morning at 9 a.m. And we had 30 patients treated with LDN, 30 patients with placebo, and we took only secondary progressive advanced cases or primary progressive. As you will see, EDS is 6.5 in the mean, so it's advanced disease. And they should have no analgesics containing opiates, no benzodiazepines. And we started the study in October, And we finished just end of April, and the calculations took 1 month or so. I just got results a few days ago, so I just now can present first time. So what we did, you cannot read it, but just to explain, we had a neurological exam with every patient before the study, and then we put it all the results on this form. Immediately after the examination, this is the physician part of this study. And we also measured visual evoked potentials, ECG, ultrasound of the bladder, temperature, blood pressure, also some blood samples, but blood samples, but usually routine blood samples. And the other part was a questionnaire of the patients. They had to answer 35 items, just in the scale for 0 to 10. If they have no problems, it was 0. If they have 10, there was a big problem. And they just have to guess or to answer every question before the study and after 10 days. So what was the result of this? Oh, before this, just to show, there was a homogeneous group between medicine and placebo. They had no difference at the beginning. As you see, age, for example, 48 about, years about, since diagnosis, about 15 years in both groups. Last relapse, about 5 years ago, if they had relapse. And they had multiple spots on MRI in brain and also spinal. They had also, of course, weakness of the legs, some spasticity, but it is all the same. If you see the last column, there's only one thing which is statistical, but it is no importance. It's a diastolic blood pressure. It's just by chance. Every other item was same. So, what was the result? The result was, in one way, surprise, because if you take it as a whole group, these patients, you make a statistical analysis, multivariate analysis, results of questionnaire from the physicians, there is, as a whole group, no statistical significance, no difference. Also with the multivariate statistical evaluation of the patients. So what you can say as a whole group, after 10 days, there is no difference statistically to be seen between two groups. So this is, of course, differently from that what some anecdotal reports are. But how does it come? There is obviously there are responders and non-responders, and there is some portion of non-responders which we have seen in the study, and also some with paradoxical effects. But when we make further evaluation of this patients, we see there is a big group of responders in. And I will show you the responders, about 10, well, one-third is a responder. And if they are a responder, they respond very well. So you see, if you take responder group, then you have statistically significant results in weakness, paresis of hand, eyes, legs, foot, equilibrium, and as you see, EDSSS, it's improving for half a point, getting better, only in 10 days. So if somebody responds, quickly responds, okay, that must be. You see, there's another points which also statistically significant, but also in patients' questionnaire, you have significant results in many items. So conclusions, what we can make from this limited study is there is no significant difference in the arithmetical mean between these groups. And so you can say everybody who can take LDN will respond to it immediately. Not of these advanced cases. But we had a double-blind design, but still the physicians were able in 82% to say who is taking the drug and who is taking the placebo. So the patients also. So there must be an effect, which maybe we don't find it in the exact item more, but there is effect which can be seen from the physicians and from the patient. And if we take a close look on the results and take the responder, we can say one third will respond from these advanced patients will have immediate response, symptomatic response on this drug. And this is, of course, contradictory to some evidence which has been told on the internet. So there is not everybody responding, but one third will respond immediately. What we cannot say is if some late responses will come, we cannot study this. What we cannot say is if there is, or how is the influence on the immune system. This was not the aim of the study, not on this patient group, could not be. And what we cannot say is if there is effect on degeneration, which is, of course, very important, would be. So what we propose, just for the clinical practice, is to make a try. If somebody wants to have to see if he's symptomatic, he has symptomatic relief, he can take one pill, one capsule of 3 milligrams, for example, and after 1 or 2 hours, you can measure the effects. And if he responds well, he can continue this. If not, maybe it's not for him the symptomatic treatment, the best one. But still, I say there is, we cannot say anything about influence of the drug on the immune system, and maybe what's more important on the degeneration. For this, we should make much longer studies, and such studies are planned also with Dr. Gironi in Italy. Maybe we can take part also, one part of the study. Okay, thank you.
So I think that's fascinating. Under the conditions of their study, that was a study that we never would have anticipated would have been done as a clinical trial, giving low-dose naltrexone in the morning. So under the conditions of taking it in the morning, that's what happens. I know Dr. Bihari would be quite amazed because he knows that the elaboration of our endorphins happens almost entirely at night between 2 and 4, 2 and 5, 2 a.m., 5 a.m. in the morning. And yet, even under those circumstances, to see that a third of the people were having a striking response, it just shows the world of research that remains to be done. I hope, Dr. Meir, in future, that maybe, despite the little sleep disturbance, you'll press on with a bedtime dose and see a difference that we've been hearing about.